We are learning Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah, there's an Isser to sell Karka or Mechubel Karka to a Goy in Eretz Yisrael. And the Machlekes about selling a tree that's on condition that he cuts down. That's Machlekes. We'll see that at the end of the plot. But the first Gemara it talks about why is there an issa to sell a property to a guy. So Gemara says, on top of the and the pasuk it says, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to Hashem's going to give you the seven nations. Hachrim tachem oisom lesichus lambris v'loy sichonim. And we teach loisichonim means loisitim lehem chaniya bekarka. Don't give them a resting place in the karka, which means don't give them any property. So that's a deraisa. You know, let's sell property to a goy. Freit marakasha. What do you mean? The pasuk means something else. Highly sichonim abayulei. We need it for a different drasha. The hachikam rachmano loisitim lehem chaim. Don't give them chaim. What does that mean? Top Rashi says, "Yoimar kama ayuchav mzeno." You know, let's say about a goy that how nice the goy is, and that's an issa of loisichonim. It's a deraisa also. So Haki said loisichonim is teaching us that loisitim lehem chaniya bekarka lechayra. There's the issa of loisichonim lislam chaim. So how do you use it for two things? So tomorrow I'll tell you why. In kein lemakra loisichonim. If it just wanted to say that you shouldn't give them chaim, you should have wrote it with a vav. Loisichonim. Loisichonim means don't give them chaim. Don't give them praise. But now that it says loisichonim, so my loisichonim, shvam netarat, you learn two things. First of all, that you can't give them praise, say how great they are. And number two is, you can't give them chaniya bekarka. Vayit digmar another kasha. Vakati, I have another drasha that's brought down in a brayse about this. Vakati vayilei dehalki amar rachmano. Loisitein lahem matnas shalchinam. You're not allowed to give them a free present. You're not allowed to give a goy a free present. It's called a free present. So there's the issa of loisichonim on that. So heck, you say using it for karka, you need it for matnas shalchinam. So k'tumam k'en lehem k'ro loisichinam. You learn all three things out of it. Now really, it's a little bit shveh. How you learn three things, because the diyuk is used twice. Ayin the Maram, that asks his kasha, he brings down, we know the Maram had Talmidim, he only brought down questions from his Talmidim. So the, not only questions, one of the things that he learned, he always brought down questions from the Talmidim. And he says, Makshim Oilam, Vakati Menolam Midrash Mahai, Kol Hani Tlosh Drashos. How you learn all three drashos. So Ayin Shom, how he works it out, that how he could learn all three drashas, but the bottom line is all three drashas from the same pasuk. And the brother brings a brayse to support that idea. Tanya namahachi, loisichonei means loisitam chani bekarka. Don't give them a resting place in the karka. Tavaach loisichonei loisitam chen. Don't give them praise, say how great they are. Tavaach loisichonei loisitam matnas chinam. Don't give them a present, matnas chinam. And Tosfos discusses that really this pasuk is said by the Shiva Amim. Those are the seven nations that is Isla Sechayik on the Shama, the nations that are very Tishrol. So maybe these dinim don't apply to other goyim besides the Shiva Umois. So Tosfos says, Toich Dvar over there, that he says there has to be a reason that will make sense that it's dafka shiv umois, nothing else. But Zok Tosfos Toich Dvar of matnas chinam v'nesinas chen v'chaniya ein shum tam lechalik ben shar oiv dekachov m'zayin amim. There's no reason to be mechalik, no reason to be mechalik. And you have to know what, you know, you have to know these halachas as well to know exactly what is applied to. Maybe does it apply dafka for oiv de'avodah zarah or not. Because if it applies to, which the pashas applies to all goyim, there's a big problem how you praise a goy is not so pashas, because it says, let's see the Gemara Vayit. The matnas chinam gufa tanoihi. To give a present is really a machlekes tanoihi. I'm telling you the braisa. Loisoich lukon levela. In the pasuk it says, that you now eat the vela. What do you do with it? So I'll read the whole pasuk first. Loisoich lukon levela. It says, legera sher b'sharecha titnena v'achala. Give it to the ger that's in your midst. This ger is not a ger tzedek, because then he's a regular yid. The yid cannot eat nevela. It means a ger toshav. Someone's vikav not do avodah zarah. So it says leger shav shirecha to them nevachala. Give it for a present to the ger shav shirecha. Or machal anachri or sell to a guy. Kiam kosh atol shem akach lisvashuk dibachalei v'moy. That's the end of that pasuk. But the pasuk says what you do with the nevela. Two choices: either give it to the ger shav shirecha or sell to a guy. Now is that bedafka or not? So ainli elo leger b'nesina. Maybe it has to be dafka like this. The ger gets a free piece of nevela, and you have to sell it. What about leger b'mechira Menayin. How do you know that you could sell it to a ger and you don't have to give him a free present, Menayin? Tamaloimar, the Pasuk says, if you look at the Pasuk again that we just read, the Titnana Vachala and Machara are in between the words ger and achri. Legar Shavashrecha Titnana Vachala oy Machar, you can read it like that. And then you read it, Titnana Vachala oy Machar l'nachri. So you can read those both words on each person. So Tamaloimar, Titnana Vachala oy Machar l'nachri, Ninza Ata Oimer, Echod Ger. So let's read it one more time. Eli Eli Ger Benesina Levichavim Nachir Eli Ger Mechir Menayin Tamalim Tadam Emachar Levichavim Benesina Menayin. How do you know Benesina to a guy? Tamalim Mar Titznan of Achala Oy Machar Lenachri Nimtza Ata Oymer Echad Ger VeEchad Levichavim Bein Benesina Bein Mechir Rameya. Could be either one. Sai Benesina Sai Benachira Divrei Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer. No Dvarim Kiksavim. It's exactly how it is. Leger Benesina. It has to be exactly how it is. And the way, so that's for sure, that we're saying to a goy, you can't give it for free, you have to give him a chir, you can't have to tana. He's arguing. And it sounds like he's also arguing that a ger toshav, you're not allowed to sell it to them. Which is the first Rashi really in Psalchim, they says, you're not allowed to sell it to a ger toshav. And we'll see, we'll speak about toshav soon, like obviously something else, but here we're talking only about an avail. An avail is a very cheap item. And the Torah is telling you, if you want to give it to Ger Toshav, give it free. Don't sell it, according to Rabbi Huda. It says, who says this big kiksavim? Obviously, to the goy, you can't give a free present, you have to sell it to him. But the ger, if I care, you're not allowed to sell it to him, you have to give it benesina. That's Rabbi Huda Shita. Dvarim kiksavim, like ger benesina, levachavim mechira. The Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam learns that the whole discussion is only in the goy, if you're allowed to give it for free, the present. Like we said, matnas chinam is mechlagis tanoi. So Akaponim, the Marzus first finished the Gemara, though we'll speak it out with a clark cut again. Shape kamara meyer, chara meyer is tiny good, the two words are in between. So it's written a little different, this pasuk. So why isn't Rameya right that both Nesina and Mechira are going on each person, the ger and the goy? So the Gemara, Rav Yudah Amalach, Isak adat kidakamar, Rameya, lichta rachmana, Tarsh say, titnena va'achala umachar. What's the oy? Oy lamali. That's either or, Hudasa. And Rav Meir says, why is it oy? Ahu, like dume nesina d'ger l'mechir d'avichavim. Rav Meir holds you could do either way. But he says, if you're going to do one of them, it's better to give the ger a present than to sell it to a goy. You have a choice. Give a present to the ger toshav or sell it to a goy. Better to give it to a ger toshav. On that, Tosfos asks, what do you mean? Every time I have something to give away, I have to give it for free, even to Yisrael. I'm a chayav to give it to Yisrael for free before I sell it to a goy? Like, what kind of dinner is that? Anything I have to sell, I have to give it free to Yisrael before, because I have to give it to him. It says, every Tosfos knows, only done by an avela. Tosfos says, Dimas for a meyer. Yisrael, dafka nevela she'ena shav el adova mu'et li Yisrael, so how you oivu chavim metzuyim b'neim, v'leger, he shav harbe k'shar bas, so he says, that dafka nevela, which is very small, so that you should give, rather than selling it, it's not even so easy, rather give it to a ger. Dafka ba nevela, it's a din. And Rav Yehuda says, kivin the ger, at the mitzuvah l'achi yoysa, back to Agamara, he holds that's possible to be first, you don't need a possible to go oiv for that. Really, kivin the ger, at the mitzuvah l'achi yoysa, u'kanani yeh, at the mitzuvah l'achi yoysa, Lahakdim Lysarakra, you don't need a pasuk of Lahakdim. You don't need a pasuk of Oy to say that the first choice is to give it for a present to the Ger Toshav. So to recap what we learned. We learned there were three Isurim Aloysichonim. You're not allowed to have Chini of a Karka, you're not allowed to say how great they are, and you're not allowed to give them a free present. Mar said a free present is Machloikis Tanoim, because we find by Nevela, it's Machloikis Tanoim if I'm allowed to give it to a God. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it says machra l'goy. You only let us sell it to goy. You're not allowed to give a free piece of avail to a goy. And according to Rav Meir, you could. You could do it. It's actually, the first choice is to give it to a ger, but you could give it to a goy. So you see, matnas chinam v'chogis tanoim. And then we spoke out, machogis v'shoinim, in the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the whole dvarim k'ksavam, what's the halacha by a ger toshav? Do I have to give it to him free, or am I allowed to sell it to him? According to the Rashi and Psachim, when it says Dvarim K'savim, it's also going on ger v'nesina. The ger v'nesina is dafka v'nesina, can't be sold. The Rambam argues on that, and the Beis Levi Tzedakim. Tosfos like the Rambam, and Ayin Tzvasem, and Psachim, it's a sugya by itself, but not for our sugya. And our sugya coming out, that matnas chinam v'chogis tanoim. So that is the halacha of matnas chinam. Now, there is a Tosefta that says that if you in Makira, if you like know the guy next door and your friend, your neighbor, you're allowed to give him a free present. And the reason is because that's like selling it to him. Because when you know a guy and you give him a present, what are you giving a present for? Not because you like you want to get something back from him. One of the examples would be a cleaning lady. To give a cleaning lady a present over the years, not a problem at Eschinam, and the reason is because you want her to work good. So basically, it's like part of a salary. The way it works is, you give her a nice present, she'll work for you better, so you're not giving it to make a relationship with her. You don't want a relationship with a clean lady. Who wants a relationship with a clean lady? You want that she should work better, and therefore, that's what the Shefta says, which means it's your friend, then you could give him or her a present, because there, you're doing it as a business deal, not as a present to make a relationship.
The idea of giving a guy a present, yeah, you get back something for it.
Right, that's what we're saying. Then you're allowed to do it. That's exactly. Then it's like a mechiru. Dova acha. Loy sichorin loy sitan lehem chen. You should not give them chen. Meseyei le rav. It's a riot to rav. Dama rav. Oslo od mishyoyim ha-kamano overes chav mzu. You're not allowed to say, how beautiful is that guy? You're not allowed to say that. That's the iser of the raisa of loy sichonim meisvei apaldig maisa. We'll see what the more explains it, but we'll read it first. Meisvei maisa v'shuvim milo shagabi maila b'harabayis. He was sitting on a step in the harabayis, no less, in very near the base mikdash. Bara the makom mikdash. Bara oivedes kechov machas. He saw a goyish woman, no v'yoser. Very beautiful. Oma marabu masach Hashem. How great are the ma'isim of Hashem? For after Rabbi Kiva, Ra Eishes Turnasrufus Harasha. He saw the wife of Turnasrufus Harasha. Rock he spit. Sochak he laughed. Ubacha and he cried. Rock he spit. Shahisa ba matipasrucha. That he knew he recognized that she comes from a tipasrucha. That's where she comes from, and therefore that wouldn't make him be moishik achareha. Sochak he laughed. See the misgairi. So baruch kaida. She's become a ger v'nosala, and Rakiv is going to marry her. Ubacham the high shufra bali afra. This beauty will get buried in the ground. So what's the kasha? The kasha is from Rav Shimon Gamliel that he said clearly. It says he saw Eves Chavim Na, and he said, "My Rabbi Masech Hashem." So L'chari, you're not allowed to say how beautiful a guy is. So what's going on over here? Zot the Gemara is a big difference. Zot the Gemara of a Rav Aduyu the Komoida. He was thanking Hashem. He wasn't saying anything about the guy personally that she's something special. He was giving a bracha to Hashem. The Omar Haroya Bria is Toivos. Omar Baruch Shekacha Bara Ba'ilamai. If someone sees a beautiful Bria, he makes this bracha, Baruch Shekacha Bara Ba'ilamai. And that's what my Rav Masech Hashem was a bracha to Hashem. Wasn't talking about the guy. And this din Araya Briyos is even a camel. Look at the bottom Taisus, the one line Taisus. B'yashami Omar, fill a gomel na. You see a beautiful camel. Susna, Chamar na. Omar Baruch Shekacha. You can make this bracha. Actually, Mr. Baruch speaks out that today we don't make this bracha because who knows what's called a Bria's Tavis? What's your Bikias? You know what a Bria's Tavis is? Because you think something's nice doesn't mean it's nice. Has he been some nice? Therefore, Mr. Baruch says, we don't make this bracha, and that's what he says in Shara Tzion. I and the Chayyad, the reason Chayyad was specific, we don't make this bracha today. That's why he never says, so make this bracha. But Akaponim, the Gemara is saying over here, it's not a kasha on Rav. Why? Because here, it's a shvach to the Eivishta and not talking about a shvach to the guy himself. So now the Gemara is going to go into discussion what exactly was going on in the story, because there's an Issa Staklis, and we'll do that on the next shiur.